wow, like, this is just a little taste of the future, the type of impact we're going to have. To wing it, I'm Hunter and I'm here with Billy. Billy, this is your, we've done some content with you as a wingman. I don't think it's been like aired yet besides like a couple small clips.
Yeah.
But you're part of Wingman and this is Woody Roundup.
They told me round up all the hogs I got and put them in a pen.
Want me to round up some moms and clowns while we're at it?
Round up your weapons, folks!
Let me round up the troops here.
All right, Billy, what does it mean to be a wingman?
Well, first off, being a part of Wingman of the Year, bro, this is a dream come true. This is a dream that became reality because I've always looked at myself as a wingman. I want to be useful to others in any way I can, hooking them up with an opportunity, connecting them with someone that could help them go to the next level, whatever it might be. So that's pretty much what being a wingman is. It's being a guy that can hook others up with certain people, opportunities, experiences that can take them further along in their journey. And I've been doing that my whole life, hooking up relationships, getting this person in contact with this person. It's where I get my joy from. Yep. I love doing it, and to do it officially. With Woody, dream to reality, my friend. Like I said, this is it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. The first time we had Billy on Winging It podcast, it was a different format back then. This was probably what, like October?
Yeah, it felt like a long time ago, but at the same time, it's like, boom, it was yesterday. I have no perception.
It does feel like that. But you had a wingman story then about you hooked two people up and are they married?
Still engaged? Together. I don't know if they're engaged yet, but they are still together.
Okay.
From that story.
He's going to be dropping it. He's probably watching this. He's going to drop that question soon. But no rush. Billy hooked it up. He's a wingman. But I like what you said, you know, because a lot of people think a wingman is just like hooking your buddy up at a bar with a girl.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not. You said a lot of things. Opportunities. You know what? Maybe like putting a word for somebody, getting them that job interview or something.
Right.
You know, it could be anything. Like literally anything. You said that. You hit on a lot of examples. But you're officially part of the Wingman of the Year. You even got a locked in colors
for the Wingman of the Year, baby. Red, white, black. We're doing it big.
But I'm happy to have you here, and I know you bring a lot of energy to the group now. Like, you're a ball of energy. You're an enigma. You, like, bring the positivity. We were filming content the other day. I'm like, dude, you just, like, put me in a better mood. Like, I said that straight up to you.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the hell out of being around y'all because if you want to be successful, Hunter, you have to be around people who are just as crazy as you are. And y'all are some crazy dogs. I mean, wild. The stuff that y'all say, the places y'all go, the content you create, it's different. It's wild. It's freaking crazy. So when I'm around you guys, it's like, man, like, these guys are different. These guys are on some shit. This is where I'm supposed to be. And I want to do it my way because what we do is a little bit different. But what's special is you're Hunter. I'm Billy. He's Max. She's Ileana. No comparison. No trying to one-up. No trying to be someone else. It's everyone being exactly who they're supposed to be. And we're just doing it together in this great support team. So y'all fire me up. I know I fire y'all up because we're treating each other the way we want to be treated. And we're right where we're supposed to be, my dog. Right where we're supposed to be.
No, we're happy to have you here, man. I think I said to you the other day, once again, we were filming. I was like, dude, I don't want normal people here.
Oh, God. So
we got to be crazy because some of the shit, you got to, you know, I don't want to go too far down into my wing at top five. You know, we're going to save that. It's going to be top five piece of advice. But you got to be crazy and you got to get uncomfortable. That's a sneak peek for the top five.
Say that.
But Billy, happy to have you here. We're locked the fuck in.
Locked.
Woo-hoo-hoo. All right. So next, we got our Winging It with Winging It segment.
We're all just winging it, you know?
They're just winging it like everybody else.
I'm all for winging it, but this is crazy, man.
All right, Billy, I'm going to let you go first. Okay. So winging it with winging it, for those that don't know, some of our new watchers and listeners, it is our shower thoughts segment.
Okay, I so like this.
In this new format, this is going to be episode 2 of the rebrand here. I'm going to let you go first. What is your shower thought? Let's wing it.
Okay. Can I give an exact example, like a real life example?
Absolutely.
So first off, when you're alone, that's where you have your best thoughts.
Yeah.
On the toilet.
Yeah.
In the shower. Right before bed when you put your phone away and it's time to really lock in and think about your day a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So this was back when I was in Wyoming. I was the morning show host for Good Morning Wyoming.
Okay.
I would take my shower every morning at around 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning before the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And every Friday we did this segment on our show called Rocca's Pizza Trivia. Rocca's was a local Italian place in Casper, Wyoming, and they sponsored a trivia segment every Friday on our morning show where okay. I would research or think of a trivia question in relation to pizza, and I would read it out loud. We'd have callers coming in live trying to get the answer right. You know, an example question would be like, what night of the year is the number one time where people are ordering pizza? Is it
Super Bowl?
Christmas Eve, Super Bowl, New Year's Eve, whatever, A, B, and C. Caller calls in, boom, right answer, you get a $50 gift card to Rocca's.
Okay.
So I was thinking, okay, how can we make this question different? And I'm in the shower and I'm like, oh, I wanna make this one special.
Mm.
And all of a sudden it hit me. I was like, all right, I'm gonna incorporate Dave Portnoy and his pizza reviews in this question. I don't know what's going to happen, but maybe we can crush it and he can see it and we can get some national attention.
Yeah.
So I went right to the office after my shower. I typed up a question. Dave Portnoy famously reviews pizza all across the country. He's done it with stars like Josh Allen, who was a Wyoming Cowboy. So I tied it into Wyoming a little bit. And I said, what is his famous phrase he says before taking a bite? Is it A, yummy, yummy in my tummy? B, one bite, everybody knows the rules, or C, down the pie hole. So I had three obviously, you know, made up answers. One obviously was correct.
Yeah.
The segment went great. People called in. They got the answer. We had a whole segment filmed, recorded. Boom. It was on the morning show. After the show, I went on YouTube. I posted the clip, put it up there, and then I DM'd it to him on Instagram thinking like, this guy gets so many DMs. He might see it. He might not, but like, shoot or shoot, like you said,
yes.
Shoot your shot. Put it out there. About 15, 20 minutes later, one of my coworkers is like, holy shit, Billy, Taylor. Taylor was my co-anchor at the time.
Yeah.
You guys are on Barstool. And really? Taylor's like, what? I'm like, no way. And Kira showed us the video.
No shit.
And it was literally the clip of us on Good Morning Wyoming on Dave Portnoy's Twitter and Instagram saying, looks like I'm the king of Wyoming, with the full clip of me reading the question, taking the caller, us answering, talking about his famous phrase.
Okay.
And I thought of that idea in the shower. And what was so special about it was the morning show got national attention. Taylor and I were on Portnoy's Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
All my friends were like funneling in, reposting it, commenting, having the greatest time. And that just led to more momentum because it's like, wow, I thought of this great idea. I went with it. I believed in it. I didn't have any expectation. I just knew this is a great idea. I'm going to put it out there. Mm. And we reaped all the benefits of getting the attention, getting a little fame out of it. It's not about that, but we made an impact. And it was special.
But you did your job. You were trying to get, you know, some more views. That's what, you know, in the news, you know, digital, you know, media is trying to do. That's your second time on Barstool. Well, that was your first.
First time. And then the second time was obviously when Frank the Tank hit the shot from center ice at the Cool Insuring Arena. Frank the Tank. He made history hitting the shot in this tiny little crevice. Won some money. We all went viral. Everybody was happy. And it's like, for me, it's not about going viral, because that's not going to take you to where you want to go.
Yeah.
But those moments are fun to celebrate because you work so hard along the journey. So when you get, you know, a little attention, a little nationwide, you know, fame.
It goes a long way.
It's really fun because it's like, wow, like this is just a little taste of the future, the type of impact we're going to have with everything we put out forever in the future. So those experiences were fantastic, and I wouldn't have gotten there without that shower thought. That's where you can really lock in on, like, wow, like, these are some good ideas. Let's give it a try.
That's true. It's true. And we'll put the link up in the top left over here, probably where I'm pointing. We actually filmed a vlog at that game that Billy.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a fun one.
Yeah, and Billy hooked it up. I got to shoot a center ice shot and got showed up by Frank the Tank. And, you know, but, you know, it was just, it was good to be on that ice with Frank the Tank and you. And, but, check out the vlog. I think it's a pretty good one. Underrated vlog.
Dude, it made my whole life that y'all were there for that night with me. Because when I'm at the Thunder, I'm celebrating with so many great kids and the fans, people who are always there. But not like my buddies. They don't really tag along. And you guys came that day. You did your thing. We got to share the whole moment together. Y'all got a killer video. You took that shot too. And we can always look back and be like, we were there chanting Frank the Tank at the same time, same place. That was electric, man. That was sick.
No, it was a great time. I we're probably going to do some more stuff with the Thunder. So be on the lookout for that. Billy, my winging it with winging it shower thought. I don't know if I've used this one before. I probably talked to it with you about it with you before. I talked to it about with like a lot of people. So my shower thought is, I think about this a lot, dude. This is going to sound like a total stoner thought.
I'm ready for it.
But you know, like when you have a dream and then you wake up and you can't remember your dream.
That happens every night.
It happens to everyone, right? But you know, like when you have a dream and during the dream, you're like, I fucking had this dream before. You wake up and had this dream before. And then you forget it. And you will never, it's not even possible for you to remember that dream ever in your conscious day walking around, right? Mm-hmm. But how is it that when you fall asleep, your brain unlocks like certain parts of your brain unlock and you're like, I'm having this unconscious thought. I've been here before, but it's you can only access it through your dreams. And then you can like see faces that like from people from like your childhood that you would never think of, but your brain is just digging up that like old information. What are your thoughts on that, dude? Because that freaks me out.
Let me ask a question first. Are you sure you didn't rip a bong or something before the shower?
No.
No edible, no bull pack,
no,
nothing? At all? Are you sure?
No bull pack. Dude, I hate smoking.
Any psychedelics?
No.
Ayahuasca? Mushrooms? Something? This is deep.
I've done some mushrooms in my younger days. I would probably do some now if they appeared. I'm about it. I think that might have unlocked some extra stuff for me. I don't know.
Definitely.
Maybe that's what made me crazy. Here we are. But you know, everything happens for a reason.
I agree.
But no. Like I think about this all the time. Like, do you ever have that? You're like, fuck, I've been here. I've had that dream before. It's like deja vu almost.
I feel like I have the same dream a lot. Like, it'll be like a time in my life where like whatever I'm doing, it's hard to explain. Like for an example, like I work with the Adirondack Thunder. So I have this reoccurring dream randomly, still to this day, even in the off season when they're not playing hockey, where I'm in the middle of an open field, right? And all I have is my cell phone and I'm wearing clothes like this, a tank top, shorts. And I look at the clock and it's 5:30 and the game starts at 7. I live an hour away. So I'm in the middle of a field. I gotta find my way home to quickly shower, put my suit and tie on, and drive an hour to Glens Falls. So I'll be in the middle of the field. I'll be sprinting, trying to find my way home. Anxiety going nuts, heart pounding through the roof. And then I usually wake up and I'm like, did I oversleep a Thunder game? And it's just like, wait, this is just the same reoccurring dream that I've been having. And I can't explain why. But sometimes you do see those like faces that you've seen in the past that you've never seen before. Dreams can be really trippy. I always try to research like what happens.
Really?
But again, it's just like sometimes I relate to it, sometimes I don't. But dreams can be a really trippy space.
Yeah, they could give you a good message sometimes. But yeah, I think I saw a stat like the 80% of like American adults have like had a dream about their teeth falling out of their head.
I used to have that back in college. I think that's like anxiety driven. Like when you're anxious through the roof.
It's terrifying.
It's
like,
kind of
that's,
like,
that's a nightmare.
You wake up and you check and everything's
like, I gotta go brush my fucking teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna double brush.
Maybe it's a sign to start flossing. Floss 3 times at least per day. Everybody listening and watching, at least 3 times per day. It's all about that perfect pearly white smile.
And I think that's a great segue to our next segment here. Wing It top 5 pieces of advice.
Winging It top 5. What's your top five?
Did you know that this is one of my top five favorite bars?
All right, Billy, do you want to go first? Or so we can have the same five here. It's not like a draft. If I take one, you can't have it. We could have the same things here if we do. You know, I've been hanging out with you a lot, so I kind of have some at least honorable mentions.
We might have some of the same.
Yeah, we might. We might. So I'm going to let you go first.
I want you to go first.
You want me to go first?
I went first for winging it. You're going first.
You're right. It's only fair.
Yep,
it's
we got to trade. We got to trade.
All right, my first one.
Wait. Let's start with five and go to one. Build the suspense a little bit, right?
Okay.
Let's do that. You can't do the first one first and it all goes down. Let's start with five, four, three, two. Oh, what's number one? Boom, we explode.
I like it. Yeah. I'm open to
change. Start with five.
All right, so my five is actually, I'm paying homage to one of our old, our Chowder Fest vlog. I'll link it up here again, where we went and interviewed people in Saratoga Springs. And I interviewed a guy. I asked him for a piece of life advice. So this one's kind of a funny one, but it's true. I asked him for a piece of life advice, and he told me, never trust a fart.
I love it.
And that is very true.
I love it.
You just never know. You know, it's you don't want to be shitting yourself. I've shit myself. I've been on the receiving end of that. So
me too.
We've all been there, and, you know, advice hits the hardest when it's relatable. So that stuck with me. So, all right, what's your number five?
Number five. Oh, we're going to swap. All right, let me go with my number
five. Yeah, we'll go back and forth.
So we'll go five, four,
so you're
going
to do your five and four, and that's going to come back to me, and I'll do two.
Oh, okay, snake style. Okay. Number five for me is be the best listener on the planet.
Okay.
Okay? Listen to what the artists are singing and rapping about. Listen to what the entrepreneurs did to get to where they're at. Mm. When you're in a conversation with someone, for crying out loud, shut up. Shut up and listen.
Yeah.
Because how are you going to have a conversation with someone if you're either talking the whole time or thinking so hard about what you're going to say next to the point where you're not even tuned in to what they're actually saying? You're going to miss out on so much. And when you're a great listener, you know, say you have a real friend come to you. They might need some help. They might be going through a rough time. You got to be a great listener so they can unload everything they're going through. You can let them get it all out. You soak it all in. Maybe you have a response here and there, but let them do the talking. My grandfather, Ernie Anastas, has this great quote that goes, to be interesting, you have to be interested. So if you want to one day be someone who's interesting, someone who, we look up to that guy or gal. We want to be like them. What is their deal?
Yeah.
Well, they got there because they were interested. They wanted to learn. They wanted to listen. They wanted to consume a lot of great advice and wisdom. Mm-hmm. So there's my number five. Be the best listener on the planet. You like that one?
I like that. I think that's a pillar of being a wingman, too.
Say that.
Because if you're going to help, being a wingman's helping people. You need to know what the hell their problem is. So they need to tell you. Mm-hmm. You need to communicate. So if you're going to help them, listen, and you can help them solve the problem. What's your number four?
Number four. This kind of ties into it because this is the next step,
okay,
I believe. And we were just talking about this when we were coming up the elevator.
Yep.
Action alleviates anxiety.
I fucking love this one. This one, I've been putting this one in my personal life lately, and it's actually been helping me. So tell them again, Billy.
Action alleviates anxiety. Two more times. Action alleviates anxiety. One more. Action alleviates anxiety. So the reason why I said it kind of ties into the listening is because maybe you'll listen to a podcast. Maybe you'll listen to an audiobook. You'll listen to somebody spit some wisdom.
Yeah.
Go take action right after you listen to that, okay? Mm. Right after you hear someone speak about greatness, go take action, because you can consume and consume and consume all this greatness, all this smart wisdom. But if you're not doing anything, it's never going to make sense. You're just wasting your time. And then on the other side of it too, you could be sitting around a little anxious today, right? Maybe you woke up and you're feeling in the dumps. Your head is racing. You're doubting yourself. Mm-hmm. You stop believing. Whatever it might be, we all go through this.
Yeah.
I go through this. You go through this. Anybody who's alive goes through this. If you want to get rid of that feeling, go to the gym. Go work on your project. Go write something. Bang, go read something.
Bang things off that to-do list. That's what I did this morning. Every time. That's where it worked for me.
And the beautiful thing, too, is like when you take action after you're feeling anxious, you feel better instantly. It's not like, you'll feel better like later in the day.
Yeah.
No, like, okay, if you're stressing out about like, I gotta make a new song. I need to make a new song. All right, well, get off your ass, grab a pen, and start writing some lyrics. Oh, I gotta make a new post. I gotta make a video. Go record yourself doing a video, whatever it might be. Those are just a few examples in my life, and I go through that. But every time I take action when I'm feeling anxious, the anxiety disappears, and then you build momentum, and then you keep taking action, 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 and then you just dominate, and it's game over.
That's the key. That's the key. I can't wait to get to my number one because it's like, I'm hoping you don't have number one on here.
Ooh, we could have the same.
We probably do.
So I did 5 and 4. Now you're at 4 and 3.
Yep.
Right? Okay, let's hear
it. All right, so this one's a little cliche, but under-promise and over-deliver. I'm a huge proponent of this. You know, I think we were talking about it, you know, the other day, like what's the other saying? Like, walk quietly or softly and carry a big stick. I think
that's it. Yeah, move in silence.
Yeah, like, fucking let your actions do the talking. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to tell everyone the little shit you're doing. You know, keep it in your circle and then, you know, fucking crush it. Like, and I'm gonna give a funny example of this, okay? This is not like motivational.
I already love it though.
Like, when dating and whatnot, you know how some guys are like, oh, I got a big dick and whatnot?
Oh, man.
I always tell the girl, I got a small dick. I am. I don't want to disappoint, you know what I mean? But it's probably average, okay? But you know what I mean? I'm going to go in there. They're going to have low expectations. They already like me for me. You know, great song. She likes me for me. Not because. Woo! I'm jacked up, Billy.
What a voice. Yeah. I think even with that, like, instead of, like, you know, capping a little bit and saying it's small, just say, my work does the talking. You'll see for yourself. Whether that's with a woman that you're trying to, you know, talk to and get with, or just in general, about anything. It's like, I respect, like, under-promising, like, definitely under-promise, but you don't have to, like, say, like, oh, it's small, or I'm not that good, or whatever it might be for any situation. All your response has to be is, I'll show you. If you want to see it for yourself, let's go do it. And that could be with sex, that could be with anything in general, all right? Just tell them, watch me.
Watch me. Let your actions do the talk, and I love it. We're on the same page there. 3, you're going to fucking love this.
Oh, one, come on. Give me a syringe. I need it in my veins already. 3.
Fuck what other people think.
Oh.
Just do you. Like, if you let people, like, your mom's telling you, no, you can't do that. Or, you know, follow what you love. And if you let other people control what you do, because they're telling you not to do things. Because they're scared. Not because they're scared for you, you know?
Yeah.
They might be acting like they're your wingman, you know? I mean, this isn't a blanket statement for everything, you know what I mean? But you need to go out there and do things on your own. You need to experience, and you need to try things, you know what I mean? You're not going to get anywhere, and this is going to play into my number 1.
Let's go.
You got to get a little uncomfortable for growth.
You got to be all in. I'm being uncomfortable. And actually, this was my number 1. I have a backup number 1. Okay. But I will say, when it comes to, you know, fuck what they think, the easiest quote that you can say out loud and always remember, anytime someone's judging, anytime someone's putting you down, whatever it might be, those who are hating aren't happy, and those who are happy aren't hating. So anybody that's saying anything negative about what you're doing and you're wholeheartedly going after it, those are just the losers of this world who are too afraid to be the man or the woman in the arena. So they're going to be the sissy in the seats, hooting and hollering, eating all the greasy, crappy food because they have no idea what it's like to take care of themselves. And they are going to rot and sit there and do nothing as you elevate and rise and rise. But you cannot elevate and rise unless you have that mentality of fuck what they think.
Yeah.
They ain't happy. They don't get it. I get me. I know what I'm capable of. peace out, suckers. I'm going up. I'm going way up.
I love
Fuck
it.
Them. Fuck them.
I knew that one would resonate with you.
Fuck them.
This is why we're doing the top five, winging it, top five pieces of advice, because you were on today's episode. I thought it'd be a perfect one for you.
You know me, bro.
So what do you got? Three
and
two?
I'm at three
and
two.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, these are great. Okay. Number three is going with the harder option.
Okay.
Is always the right decision.
Okay.
An example. Say you've been in a relationship with somebody for, you know, a year, 2 years, so many memories, so many great times, but you reach that point of, I should not be in this anymore. My heart is taking me somewhere else. This relationship does not work. The easy option is to stay with them and settle because it's comfortable.
It's comfortable.
It's all you know.
It's comfortable.
You have so much in store, you know, back from the past. Like, you have so much that you went through. That's the easy option.
And it feels like throwing it away if you do it.
And it feels like a waste of time, but it's not a waste of time. The harder option is to move on from that relationship so you can start fresh. You always have to choose uncertainty over unhappiness in any way. If you know, okay, this job absolutely sucks, but, you know, it's easy to stay here because I got a nice salary. You know, I have a routine, I have stability, you know, that's the easy choice. But if the job sucks and your life is just taking a plummet because of it, you know, why would you do it? The harder option is to have the courage to quit the job, to be a little fucked up for a little bit, to have no direction and have to start all over again. So if you're in a time right now where you know you have to distance yourself from some friends that are holding you back, a relationship that has expired, a job that absolutely blows. What if you're not healthy? What if you are not eating right and you're not working out? The easy option is to continue on that course, let your body get shittier, older, broken.
It's gonna get harder. What do you want
to
do?
Or you can go to the gym. That's harder to wake up and get to the gym, work out, eat right, drink protein, be around people who are stronger and more on the attack than you, and you have to get to their level. The harder option is always the right decision. So trust your instincts and get uncomfortable, like we were just talking about. That's my number three. You like that one?
I love that one. Hey, if you're watching this and that spoke to you and you just broke up with your girlfriend
or
quit your job, comment, let us
know. If the relationship is expired, it's never going to get better. Get out. If you're around people who are just maybe your drinking buddies or people who don't like push you to go after your dreams, you know, Tim Grover, who's one of my greatest inspirations. He's Michael Jordan's trainer, Kobe, Dwayne Wade, the greatest ever. All these people. He says, when it comes to winning, you don't have to be heartless, but you have to use your heart less.
Ooh.
So if you gotta split away from some friends that don't see the world the way you do, or a relationship, or quit the job that really keeps you in this fucked up life, get out. It's harder to do that, but it will always pay off in the long run. Every single time. It's a guaranteed fact. Number two, you're going to like this because we talked a lot about this one. Don't tell anyone what you're doing until it's done. Shut up. You get the job interview, right? The last thing you should do is tell all your friends, hey, I got this interview to go here. I'm going to interview here. Because now 10 people know about it. You go to the interview. It doesn't work out, right? Now you got to report back to 10 people. Yeah, I didn't get it. And now it's just all this negativity of people feeling sorry for you. Oh, that's too bad. Oh, you don't need anybody to feel bad for you.
Right.
Whether you get the job, you meet a new girl, keep it on the down low until you can tell everybody, hey, I got a beautiful new girlfriend. Hey, I just had this awesome experience. Hey, I just landed my dream job. Whatever it might be. You only tell the people directly involved. Say you're working on a song together, or you're working on a collab together. And it's like, yo, bro, like, we just got offered to go to this place to perform. You tell the people you're working with, so they're on the same page, like, hey, we're going here together. But you don't tell all your friends, hey, we might be going here, we might be doing this, Because if it doesn't work out, then you got to tell everybody, and then they're like, oh, stop. Do the work and shock everybody.
Yep, wait until it's official.
Keep it on the down low, and then when you make the announcement, everyone's like, whoa, what? It's like, yeah, I just did the work. I don't have to talk about it. My work does the talking, like we were just saying. So don't tell anybody anything until it's confirmed. Maybe you have a few best friends that like you're really close with, and you know, you tell them that because you know that they're on that same journey in their life. So you kind of share stories and you support. That's fine.
Yeah.
But don't be telling all your friends. Don't be telling your family. Just get it done. And then, hey, look what I did. Huh?
Yeah. It's funny because like most of these, maybe never trust the fart. Maybe not that one, but all these tie in together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you put all this together, probably things are going to start working out for you. You're going to see a lot more wins.
You'll just unleash superhuman performance and dominate life.
It's going
to
be
You'll
crazy.
Be so locked in, you won't even have any time to worry about anything that's irrelevant at all.
No, it's great.
So that's 2-3, right?
So I got 2-1, and then you're going to go 1.
All right, let's go.
So this one I got from you. I've heard it before, but this one's quite simple. Be present. You're always preaching that, right?
Locked.
So the way I take this is just like, you know, wingman, you know, we're trying to get the, you know, we're climbing a mountain here, I like to say. You know, there's a lot to do. Yeah. Let your work do the talking. I think we've accomplished a lot here. Still a lot of work left to do. I'm always going to keep myself humble.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been trying to do a better job personally when I'm hanging out with like friends or like, you know, just like other relationships and whatnot. I've been putting my phone away. I'm trying to be there and take in the moment because I think I've done an awful job of that in past relationships and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been present. My mind's elsewhere. And that's not fair. I'm not being a good wingman to that person that I'm with. So I'm trying to work on it. I don't always take my advice. You know, things happen, life gets in the way, but I am trying to be more present in every moment.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the epitome of being locked in. That's why I wear this. That's why I created the locked in lifestyle because you just got to get everybody to stop dwelling on the past.
Yeah.
Stop freaking out about the future. You know, get on your phone when you have to. Connect with people. Post your content if you're a creator. That's fine. But get away from all the distractions and just be right here. How are we going to maximize our life, Hunter, if we're having this podcast episode and I'm thinking about what I'm doing later, you're thinking about what happened earlier today, or we're both like on our phone, like distracted.
Yeah.
You're not going to accomplish anything. Just be right here. It's perfect. Yeah. Presence. Locked
in. If we were like on our phones and shit, like that's why mine's upside down on silent and whatnot. Yep. That's how podcasts should be done. We're not going to be able to give our 100% to this. So
we wouldn't be listening to each other. That ties in. See, it all ties in. You got to be a great listener. When you're present, you're able to listen. When your head is present, you're not thinking about what to say. You're not thinking about whatever it could be. You're just here. We're connected. We're locked in. We're present.
I love it.
Perfect.
Love it.
It's perfect.
So my number one, this ties in with everything
I'm ready.
We've been saying. This is like the number one piece of advice
number
I can give.
Number one, drop it.
Get uncomfortable, okay? Because you're not going to grow as a person, whether it's your professional life, your relationships, you know, anything. You need to get uncomfortable. Nothing's going to happen when you're comfortable. Why would anything change if you're fucking comfortable?
Yep.
If you get uncomfortable, you're going to develop as a person. Like, I can give you 8 million examples. I joined the Navy, and I had anxiety like a motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, I didn't have any direction in my life. I joined the Navy, and I went through some of the most stressful situations I've ever been through. When I came out of that, and like stuff that, I'm going to say normal people, would get stressed about, I'm like, I've been through much more stressful shit. This isn't going to touch me.
Sure.
And going through that very hard experience, like you said earlier, the hard option is probably the right option.
Yes.
You know?
It's all tying in.
So, like, that's one. Like, moving to Albany a year ago, you know, I was trying to figure out where the hell I was going to live. It was the right option. Albany's not a big city, but I grew up with no neighbors, so that's a huge change.
On Mud Street, right?
Mud Street. Literal Mud Street. Okay? And moving to Albany was kind of scary for me. I was going to come down here. I had like one good friend, shout out Ben, here, and he knew some people. I'm like, I'm going to move there. I'm going to connect with him. He's going to introduce me to some people. It's going to be all right. But moving, it's a small city. It's grown on me so much, but I got uncomfortable. I've met so many people. I met Billy as soon as I moved here. Things happen. Like, if you're trying to grow, especially as a professional, do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, go to that, you know, I don't know, like, your friends, like, I'm trying to think, like, they invite you out somewhere. Say yes to more things. That's a good example, yes, too. Take on new experiences where you can meet people, you know, because if you meet the right people, the right things might happen for you.
You know, when I am at the Cool Insuring Arena for the Thunder games, you know, I'm the arena host, so I'll put kids on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And we'll do a trivia, we'll do a shot from center ice, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And there's certain kids, and adults as well, where they're a little nervous right before. They're like freaking out, they're naturally nervous because they're going to be in front of everybody at the game. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to speak, they're going to have to perform. It's nerve-wracking. And I tell them every time, Hunter, I say, look, if you're about to do something and you got this crazy swirly deal within where it's like, I'm freaking out. This is a lot. This is different. This is not comfortable. When you have that feeling in the pit of your stomach, grinding at your gut, it means do it. Do it. Get out there and give it a shot because you're going to surprise yourself. You're going to be way better than you ever thought, and you're going to tap into something that you never thought you could do. You go out there, you take a shot from center ice, you have a great attempt, everyone's cheering for you, you walk off and you're like, wow, like I feel like a superhero, I just did that. That person will now be more inspired to try other things that also give them discomfort. And if you just get comfortable being uncomfortable and you keep shooting the shot, you keep connecting with people, you say yes to opportunities that you know you should be saying yes to, making those hard decisions, bro, everything starts to fall into place. And you're going to mess up. You're going to look stupid along the way. You're going to be thinking, oh, I could have done that better. But at least you were the man or woman in the arena trying it and doing it. It all ties in, man. I love that one. Yeah, it's a perfect number one.
And if you're watching this, Wingman of the Year for me personally, I'm still not the best on camera. I'm still out here. I think I'm pretty good at it now. But go back to some of our earlier videos. You're here on YouTube right now, unless you're listening on Spotify. But go back and listen to some of my first episodes. You will see a world of difference. You got to practice. You know what I mean? You got to keep putting yourself out there. So that's my number one. Get uncomfortable. Billy, so what's your number one?
So I had fuck what they think.
Yeah.
But we spoke about that.
We spoke about it.
So I came prepared. I have a backup number one. Number one for me, surround yourself with people who are better than you. You have to be around people that you look up to. When you're in the gym, work out with people who are stronger than you. If you're joining a running club, run with people who are faster than you. You gotta catch up to them. They're setting the tone. You gotta catch up. You gotta speed up. Mm. When you're working on music, content, art, whatever it might be, do it with people who are more experienced and they're better than you, because you can watch them. You can soak in their greatness. You can ask them questions. You can see how they do it. You can start adding what they do to your bag, seeing if that works. How are you gonna get better if you're the best in the group and you're trying to pull everybody up to your level? It will never happen. You gotta be in a place where you're looking up to these legends and you're uncomfortable as shit, thinking, wow, like, how can I hang? How can I do this? You settle for, you have a little imposter syndrome.
You start asking the right questions. How can I be like them?
Yeah.
And then you start listening. We're tying it all in here.
And you might, like I said, you might feel like an imposter at first because it's like, I don't belong here. But it's like, no, I was able to get here. I did something to get myself around these dogs. Now I just got to get the work done and use them as inspiration. Don't compare yourself to them because they've been doing it longer. They're already there. You have to be like, okay, these people can inspire me because I want to be as great as them one day. I want to get to those levels with them. So you have to be around people who are better than you. And that's the same in your friend group too.
Yeah.
You gotta hang with friends who have wisdom, who have drive, who are crushing it, they're dominating, they're locked in. How are you gonna live a successful life if all your friends are living for the weekend? They just want to drink. They want to escape reality. They don't want to talk about their emotions. They want to shit talk other people. How are you going to get anywhere? And we live in a world now where most friend groups are just sitting around doing nothing. They're sitting around and they're celebrating nothing. Mm. And I know a lot of people, this might resonate with people. There's people in these friend groups who know they should be creating content. They know they should pursue their dreams of becoming a pianist. They know they could be the greatest baker. They know that they're out of shape and they should hit the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But they stay in these circles because it's all that they know. Going back to what we said earlier, you gotta choose uncertainty over unhappiness. So whether it's working out, creating, being in a group, whatever, you have to be around people that make you want to elevate. People who are better. People who make you want to shine brighter. And you got to be able to do that despite how uncomfortable it is.
No, I got a lot of thoughts off that. And so that saying reminds me of, you know, you're the average of the five people you hang out with.
Yeah.
You're the average of the five people. You know, it makes sense. If the five people you're hanging out with are all better than you, you're going to become that median.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then you keep leveling up.
It's inevitable.
You know, and then another thing I thought of when you were saying that, we're kind of taught to be average,
mm-hmm.
like in school and shit, like growing
yes.
up. Average is okay. You know,
average blows.
It does. Why shouldn't you shoot to be a little bit better? And if you're hanging out with people that aren't like having these conversations about like being better, how the fuck are you gonna upgrade yourself? You're gonna think it's okay depending on the bubble you created for yourself.
I remember there were times where I was around certain people,
mm-hmm.
and there were so many moments where I was like, man, like I don't fit in. Like I have nothing in common with certain people because the people I was around, like just in certain areas, you know, they'd be talking shit, they'd yeah. be playing victim. They'd be saying, oh, I can't do this. Oh, that's right. Making fun of people who are doing great things. And I had nothing to say. I would stay silent. So I'm thinking to myself, man, like, I'm such an outcast. Like, I don't even know if I'm, like, a real person because, like, I just don't have anything to say. But then I realized this is a blessing in disguise because, yes, I don't fit in. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be talking about greatness. I'm supposed to be elevating. I'm supposed to be elevating my people.
Yeah.
So if you feel like you don't fit in when you're around bullshit, that is a sign to get the fuck out of whatever situation you're in,
mm-hmm.
whether it's work, friends, anywhere. Get out and go find people that will force you to be better. They'll hold you accountable. You'll hold yourself accountable more. And it's inevitable that you'll just become a beast. But you cannot yeah. do that if you're around people who are intimidated by success. They want to drag people down and they don't want to be better. And it blows my mind. But we live in a world where being better is a fucking common fear. Everyone's afraid. So they'd rather steer away and be what they are rather than take that leap and go tap in.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, the more you level up, you know, you're gonna have like, you know, maybe bigger problems, but some of those problems could be good problems. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, Wingman of the Year gets taken off. Let's say we get Billy Floyd on the podcast here, his debut, and we sell a fucking 1,000 t-shirts tomorrow, right? When we drop this. We don't have 1,000 t-shirts. That's a problem. That's a good fucking problem to have.
Fantastic.
I'm going to figure it the fuck out.
Sign me up.
You know what I mean?
Then you're automatically under pressure. And
pressure's
when
good.
You're under more pressure, here's a great quote. Mm. Pressure is a privilege. It's a privilege to be under pressure because that means you're in situations that are forcing you to be great. You're literally tapping into something you've never tapped into before.
Mm.
And you got to dig deep to perform, to make the job happen, to win, whatever it might be. embrace pressure and find out how to get around pressure. And you're really going to be around pressure when you're around people who are better, because you are like, man, I got to be great. Boom. Automatic pressure, momentum, and then you just take off.
That's it. Bang. That's it. It's crazy how all these fucking tie in. Like, with the number ones especially, like, everything just kind of tied into it. You put that all together, man, you're going to take off.
It just ties into the locked in lifestyle.
Locked
That's
in, baby.
Why we preach it. It's all connected through the locked in lifestyle. It's being locked in on your dreams, your people, yourself, what you're doing, and how you can be better. Like we said, no dwelling on what happened, no freaking out about what's on the way. You're only giving your focus to what matters. Stop people pleasing. Stop settling. We got to normalize not settling. And we can do that through living the locked in lifestyle, kissing people goodbye, using your heart less, and just tapping into your untapped potential. You got to go all in. You have to.
That energy attracts that kind of energy. So you want to level up, put that out there. Put that energy out there.
In.
I'm telling you, people, spend an hour with Billy Floyd and you're going to want to run through a fucking wall. I'm sure everyone watching and listening to this already wants to, but spend it with him in person. You're going to want to be a better person. Billy is bringing me up, man.
I appreciate that,
he's bringing
that, bro.
Me up.
We're around each other because, not that anyone's better than anybody, yeah. But like, I respect you so much and I'm like, damn, I want to be like him. And I know you respect me and you're like, damn, I want to be like him in different ways. So we make each other better. We apply a little pressure. And look where we're going. This is just the fucking beginning, and we're going all the way.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. No, this is fucking great. But that was winging it. Top five. Let us know who you think had the better list. I have a feeling Billy's going to win this one.
I think it's a straight tie, bro. We both just dropped fucking knowledge on this.
We did people. Good. I held my own in here. I held my own.
I was very impressed. And I liked the Never Trust a Fart. That was a good comedic touch.
You know, I had to give, I had to pay tribute to one of our old videos. Yeah. So
we don't want people shitting.
Had to have a funny one.
I'm a big fan.
It's not good. It's not hygienic. All right, so we're gonna skip wingman stories for now, and we're gonna hop in to our clip of the week.
You may have seen that clip of our next guest.
Empty the clip. Empty the clip on it, man. Shit.
I want to keep that. That's a good clip.
All right, Bobby. Let's show that clip one last time.
All right, Billy, the clip of the week is, you saw it, right? I traded shirts with a guy at the bar. I was doing an interview with him. You saw this?
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah.
So I don't even know how that happened. I think he came up to me because I was out with Eliana filming some content, our interview content and whatnot, our short form stuff. And he read the shirt. There's something about the Wingman of the Year shirts that it gives good energy. I swear
to God.
It's fantastic. My buddy Ben was in Utah at like the Grand Canyon or some shit this weekend. And he's like, hey, Wingman. Every time this guy goes to like a beer cooler at the gas station, people just yell Wingman at him. There's something about the term Wingman that is just, you can tell the person's kind of like a good person, you know, if they're rocking it.
Yeah.
So it's just great. And this guy came up to me, was talking, and he's like, yo, how do I, his one buddy's like, how do I get that shirt? I'm like, wingmanoftheyear.com, just like I'm telling you guys. And, And the other guy's like, he's like, oh, we should swap shirts. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I start taking off my shirt. I'm like, you're going to give me your shirt? He's like, yeah, yeah. Start switching shirts. And I'm like, but before that, I made sure because I got to film this stuff. I'm in the content game. So, Ileana, get that camera rolling. Is it on? You know, I was getting anxious. I'm like, this is great. This is a moment right here. Ends up being the clip of the week. And, it was a great moment. I think I might start doing this all the time, you know? That's how, like, people are always like, oh, can I get a cop a free shirt and whatnot? You got to find me at the bar when we go out and do content. That's how you get a free shirt, you know?
Dude, when you do a jersey swap or a shirt swap, it's like the epitome of real recognized real.
Yes.
Like when you watch NFL football, NBA basketball,
it is.
And they highlight the legends who are just taking off their jerseys right off their back after a hard-fought game. All respect. They swap. They take a picture. They dap up. Whatever it might be, bro. Like when you watch that, you're like, I'm watching greatness, and it makes you want to be a part of it. So when you're out here taking the shirt off your back, I feel the same way. When I wear my wristbands, and someone says, "Hey, where can I get a wristband?" Take it right off the wrist, give it to them. Their whole day is made. It's so incredible, and to see the wingman make its way. Like you said, bro, it's such a positive word. Whenever I see you, I say, ah, the wingman. Like, there's just something about saying wingman is just awesome. And when you wear wingman of the year, like, it looks like you are the wingman of the year. Because it's interesting. If you see wingman of the year, you're always going to get the question, what does that mean? You're wingman of the year. And then, boom, you have this whole story of whether you're telling the story, hey, this is my business. Or some guy that got this shirt, they're like, well, I did this jersey swap with Wingman of the Year. And they tell them all about it.
Free marketing.
Free marketing. It spreads the word. And you get a new shirt, too. So you're winning, too, because you're getting a new shirt from that person.
I got, like, a Travis Matthews shirt. I probably got a higher value shirt when it comes to, you know, dollar signs and whatnot. But great shirt. Travis Matthews is a good brand. So I lucked out, but he was the winner. I made that shirt. I had no clean laundry. I'm a criminal of doing this.
So
lock me up. If I got no clean shirts, because we make all our Wingman of the Year shirts in-house, I will make a shirt if I don't have a clean one.
So good.
I'll just fire up the heat press. So that shirt was like an hour old. So he got a brand new shirt. Maybe a little bit of back sweat, but, you know, it was hot out at the bar. But, you know, I was working, you know. But let's normalize this, like, with guys. Fuck it, girls could do it too. I don't know, you know. But I think you should be doing it. You should be doing it at the gym. I don't know if it's sanitary.
I don't wear a shirt in the gym. Oh, so there's nothing to swap. It's no shirt summer, baby. We can't be wearing a shirt in the gym.
We don't need to be professional athletes to be doing this. Like you said, real, recognize real. You know, you have a beer with somebody, you know, you have a good conversation. Swap fucking jerseys, bro.
You know, I think
it's a memory.
I think we just had a phenomenal podcast episode. We spit some facts. Yeah. We did our thing. So I think it's only right.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
I think it's only right.
You, I'm definitely getting this back from you, though.
Put my guy on to Back Nine Bry, one of my biggest inspirations. Shout out to the Back Nine Show. Back Nine Bry, you gotta check him out on Instagram on Two Buttons Deep. He's all over the Capital Region.
Wingman.
He was the guy that inspired me to push through and go on my own path. He was doing it before almost everybody else. So check out Back Nine Bry. Guaranteed laugh, all fun, all positive, and he's the definition of locked in. Shirt off my back. Here you go. And I'll rep the greatness of Aaron Judge, baby. The greatest baseball player in Major League Baseball. How about that? Oh. A successful swap, baby.
Billy, you were definitely sweating.
This is, I'm dying in here, bro. You got it. Oh, that looks good on you.
Oh,
Back Nine Hunter.
Should have took the undershirt off.
Back Nine Wingman. A successful swap.
Let's go. I think that's good way to wrap the show up.
I think it's perfect.
It's been a pleasure winging it with you.
Locked in.
Let's wing it. Make sure you're following and subscribing. Boom. We did it, brother.
That was awesome.
That was fucking fun.